Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A clear night across Israel with mild temperatures. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing a calm evening, perfect for a peaceful walk. Here are today's headlines. First, no IDF casualties after a Hamas explosive detonated near the Yellow Line in the Gaza Strip, reported by the Jerusalem Post from 5 hours ago. The IDF claims this is a ceasefire violation by Hamas. Also earlier today, a Palestinian American raised the U.S. flag upon returning to his home in Qusra. The Times of Israel reports the house was besieged by settlers for over a week. Also this hour, in a short time ago, former President Trump responded to questions about Iran, according to Walla. He mentioned actions with B-2 bombers and discussed a memorandum of understanding. Separately, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu and Jared Kushner agreed that Hamas must disarm before Gaza reconstruction can proceed. This follows a four-hour meeting discussing demilitarization. And finally, 2 hours ago, vandals attacked a prominent Reform synagogue in Jerusalem. According to JTA, they damaged the building and tore down pride flags. Here's what people are saying online. Honest Reporting shared 8 hours ago that Reporters Without Borders and the International Federation of Journalists are quietly removing names linked to terrorism from their lists of Gaza journalists without explanations. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today about former U.S. diplomat William Lawrence's analysis. He suggests that Trump may need to apply serious pressure on Israel to bring Netanyahu back to the negotiating table on Gaza. Memory reported 8 hours ago on statements from an editor at Iranian regime mouthpiece Kaihan, claiming Iran's increasing power in the region and its ideology aimed at destroying Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Gaza Strip incident, the Jerusalem Post details that the explosion near the Yellow Line did not result in IDF casualties. The IDF considers this a breach of the ceasefire by Hamas and has warned soldiers to be vigilant. This incident raises concerns about the stability of the truce. Turning to the situation in Qusra, the Times of Israel reports Loai Abu Ridi, a Palestinian American, called on the U.S. Embassy for protection after settlers besieged his home. His return and the raising of the U.S. flag symbolize defiance and highlight ongoing tensions in the West Bank. Meanwhile, regarding Iran, Walla reports that during a recent press engagement, Trump highlighted the role of B-2 bombers in deterring Iran's nuclear ambitions. He also mentioned a memorandum of understanding. This comes amid increased scrutiny of Iran's nuclear capabilities and regional strategies. In related news, Ynet reveals that Netanyahu and Kushner's discussions on Gaza reconstruction stressed the necessity of Hamas's disarmament. Working groups were established to focus on demilitarization and public health. The outcome could significantly impact future peace efforts and humanitarian conditions in Gaza. Lastly, JTA details the vandalism at Kol HaNeshama Synagogue in Jerusalem. Police have launched an investigation into the attack. The targeted destruction of pride flags points to underlying social tensions within the city. Turning to business and markets. First, KeyTech reports that America's new cyber strategy could present significant opportunities for Israeli companies. The White House's framework allows private firms to engage in active operations against transnational criminals, positioning Israeli cyber firms to benefit. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Udi Oster's contributions to Israel's drone technology. Despite personal losses, he has been instrumental in developing the IDF's drone future, following a significant influx of donated drones. And finally, Walla Business reports a surge in the aerospace industry with an order backlog reaching $35 billion. However, a dispute between Israel's Treasury and Defense Ministry over payments casts a shadow on these record results. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.